You might want to put your headphones on so that when I give you the signal,
yeah,
you'll be able to hear yourself, you'll be able to hear me, and the callers. If you don't wear the headphones, you can't hear the callers.
I used to have it all written down, but I've lost all my notes. Headphones on, headphones on. Okay, get your little plug out of the way, and then I'll do my plugs. Go ahead.
You want me to do the record fair plug now?
Yeah, then I'll do my plugs. My daughters are in a dance recital coming up. So do you want to do yours first?
No, you do yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Rachel and Julie are in a big dance recital given by Miss Ann Studios, and that'll be coming up in February. We'll have the exact time and dates for you a little later.
That's some plug. You're not even going to give out the location?
I don't know. Actually, I'm making this joke, but in the back of my head I'm thinking, keep these people away from my children. Don't give them the location. It's not funny. No, you have a record fair. This is for real.
Yeah, are your children coming to the record fair? Because, you know, if you don't know the address of where this recital is, the stalkers could come to the record fair.
Oh, sure, and meet my children there.
Yeah. You've brought your kids to past record fairs.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I've learned a lesson, though. I might bring children there, but it won't be necessarily my children. I would normally be there to help move some boxes or sell some crap, but frankly, it would inconvenience me, and I've decided not to do it.
But if you're one of Andy's stalkers, you get in free.
Yeah, my stalkers get in free.
Yeah.
It's Meet the Kids Day. It's Bring Your Daughter to Work Day here at WFMU.
Oh, and it's also going to be the record fair with the triumphant return of Glenn Jones.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Will he be broadcasting live from there?
Yes, he will.
Oh, that's terrific.
As will The Hound and Laura.
Oh, no kidding.
Laura Cantrell, Gaylord.
Now, does the return of Glenn Jones, does that mean that we're going to get half the calls we normally get here at here at my show?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, darn. This is bad news for me. Good news for fans of Glenn. Bad news for me.
Yeah, those Glenn Jones prank calls were really keeping the program afloat
exactly.
For a while.
I thought the phones had broken until Glenn Jones got into trouble. Oh, that's great. So you have Glenn back. You don't need me. That's what you're saying.
That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Hey, now, we have a pretty exciting show. First, let's do our benediction.
Mm-hmm.
May this show succeed while the shows of my friends fail, yet may I always be perceived as a team player. Amen.
Amen.
I have a little touch of the Ebola virus, I think.
Uh-huh.
A little 24-hour Ebola bug.
Yeah, just take some Advil.
Yeah. There's Ebola going around my kids' classrooms. I think I caught it. The idea for the show is that we're going to try to save a turkey today. These turkeys are being put to the axe all over America. And I know that you're thinking, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, there is something you can do. You can adopt a bird. We are going to find a family and adopt a bird. The turkey is going to be put to death unless we act. We're going to call a turkey farm in Chester, New Jersey. They've been killing birds all week, but they're going to take time out of their busy bird-killing schedule to talk to us. That's awfully nice of them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to put the axe down for just a few minutes.
Hello?
Oh.
We got some kind of problem there.
Oh, no. We're going to...
Sorry about that. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Is this Ashley's turkey farm?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, is Larry there, please?
Yeah, just a minute, please.
Okay.
That technical glitch was completely your fault.
Did they hear what I was saying?
I believe they did.
No,
yes.
They did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. Especially the part about the bloodthirsty way that they eliminate the turkeys.
You, Nigel, get out of the studio if you're going to make those kind of turkey jokes. Get out this instant. There. I think they'll buy that.
I don't think that they're listening anymore.
I'm just rehearsing.
She went off to get the head honcho of the turkey
farm.
Yeah,
that's right. Larry is the main guy.
Is he the turkey terminator?
Yeah, who was that guy in those slasher movies with the hockey mask?
Jason.
Yeah, he's the Jason of the Ashley Turkey Farm.
And, oh, he's a busy man. I guess he's had a lot of media crawling around the turkey farm today.
Oh, yes. Channel 5 was there when I called earlier with their satellite van. Look, he's too busy to talk to. Oh, this is just pathetic. He's chatting up Channel 7 in the back room. This is their big day, you know. All the local news guys go to these turkey farms the day before Thanksgiving. Do you think he heard my little joke and then...
I think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's
Hello.
What I think.
Hi, Larry. This is Andy, and we're on the air here at WFMU.
Okay.
And say hi to my little pal, Ken.
How you doing, Ken?
Hi, Larry.
Larry, it's very nice of you to take a few moments. I know that this is a very busy day for you. This week, I guess, is just madness, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And well, describe the day today. You had the media descending on you today?
Yeah, we had Channel 5 here, or Fox News Network or something.
Oh, they're good. That's a good network.
With a satellite truck, and we were busy all day in the store. We've been working night and day for about 2 weeks.
And you mean getting the birds out?
Yeah, for this week is retail to sell everything through our store.
Right.
And we have a year-round farm market here. But the previous 2 weeks before that, we did process 300 turkeys a day.
And by processed, of course, you mean?
Slaughter.
The turkeys were slaughtered,
yep.
And then shipped out?
Yeah, then we put them in coolers and
right.
and hold them until the customers come here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week.
And you sold 300 of these a day?
We processed 300 a day.
Oh, processed 300
just,
a day.
We just sold about 800 a day out of here for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. Now you must be relieved.
Yes.
Can you put your feet up tomorrow and relax?
Well, we're going to be open tomorrow till 1, but with leftover pie. We bake a lot of pies here and that kind of thing, too.
Turkey pie from the leftovers.
No, pumpkin pies, apple pies, all that kind of stuff.
And so you've been slaughtering these birds, and... you know, the reaction that some of our listeners have is, oh, that's a shame. These birds are the sweetest little harmless birds. Is there anything we can do? And Ken and I thought that maybe one of our listeners would be willing to adopt one of your birds.
Well, there's about 150 left of Big Toms that we didn't process. It was just more than we could get done.
And again, by process, Ken is a little slow. He means slaughter.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know how things are today. You kind of
you can't say
you don't say you killed them or anything. But, that's what the word we use is process.
But there's nothing wrong with the 150 that are still walking around, right?
Oh no, they're happy. They got lots to eat.
The way things are going, Larry, by next year you won't even be allowed to say process.
That's true.
You'll have to say they disappeared, like they used to say in Argentina.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, they're gone. That's all you can say.
They left.
Yeah. What happened to them? I'm not saying. That's going to be that's the way things are going. So you have 150 birds left. We're going to try to save one of these birds. What would one of these birds cost us if we wanted to adopt it? You're charging by the pound?
Yeah. Well, we charge for a turkey ready to eat. We charge $1.59 a pound.
I guess we'd want a 400 pounder, right, Ken? A real big one?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So 400 pounder, that'd be $600, I guess.
Oh yeah, I got lots of them around.
No, seriously, do you? No. So, what's the average size? What would you say is the cutest bird? Describe one bird that we might swoop in there and save from the slaughter. We will be the Schindler, really, of these turkeys. We can't save them all, Ken, but we can do what we can. What is one bird? Is there one bird that your kids or that kids seem to have taken to?
We have had different times ones that are sort of pets, but they're not real. They're not real pets because they're just wouldn't be any good for pets at all.
Now, do these birds, can they be housebroken?
No.
How about if you're very, very strict with them? Can they be housebroken?
I would doubt that.
I'm talking cattle prod strict.
It would be, no.
But
no.
It's an outdoor pet then.
Yes.
Can these birds sleep in your bed, on a kid's bed?
Oh, boy. Not in mine, I'll tell you that.
What kind? Do these birds shed feathers?
Yes, some.
Okay, so they shed feathers. That's fun, and they're outdoor pets. And are they smart? Can they play any games?
No, they just kind of hang around and eat and drink.
Do they get along with other pets like dogs or cats?
No, dogs don't usually like them.
Uh huh.
Do they attack children? Do they ever snap and bite?
Would a dog bite them?
No. I mean these birds.
Well, yeah, they'll kind of peck at you once in a while.
Oh, these are bad pets.
Yeah.
We would need some very tolerant, open-minded people.
Oh, yeah. Somebody really want to be a real do-gooder. One of those turkey huggers. Yeah.
So we're going to need somebody with a big backyard.
Yes, a big backyard.
Got to be fenced in.
And what do they eat?
Cornmeal and soybeans.
And how much?
That's mixed together.
How much do they eat?
Well, when we would have from day old... till 16 weeks, we figure 16, 18 weeks, would eat about 100 pounds.
From a day old, so 100 pounds every 16 weeks.
Yeah, let's say that. That's good.
And these birds would get to be about how big? These are 35-pounders?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, we have some. We had, actually, we're open right now. We're waiting for a guy that's supposed to come for a 40-pounder.
You mean to pick up as a pet?
No, all ready to eat. There's people around that want the biggest turkey around.
And that's the... Oh, okay. We want to save the biggest turkey. What is the next biggest turkey of the 150?
I got some 30-pounders up here.
We want to save the biggest turkey. You have a 30-pounder?
Yeah.
And describe that 30-pounder. We're going to save that bird.
He's strutting around up there like he's king of the house up there.
Okay, he's got an ego problem, and he pecks at people. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Just what you'd want.
And does he have one of those horrible neck problem things? Looks like cancer of the throat?
No. Just those kind of little things that look like that and kind of hang on there, but they're good and healthy.
But he's healthy. How old is he?
He would be about 18 weeks old.
Oh, he's just a baby.
Yeah.
He's a 30-pounder baby, 18 weeks.
Yep.
And you don't have a name for this thing yet, do you?
No.
Flipper?
What do you think? Call him Bing? Tom if you want.
Okay, Tom. Okay, Larry, we're going to save that bird. Don't kill that bird till we get back to you. Just give us 45 minutes.
Okay.
We're going to find a family that will adopt that big bird, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, Larry, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
You thanks, too, Larry. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think we can find a family.
I don't like the name Tom, first of all. Can we change its name?
Bingo?
Yeah, that
Flipper?
Sounds good. Bingo.
Okay, bingo. We've got to save this damn bird. Now, unfortunately, we have a PR problem because there's nothing good to say about Bingo. He's 35 pounds.
He's healthy. He's young.
Yeah.
He eats well.
Yeah. And
Larry himself described him as a pet.
And I guess if the economy...
He said that there have been turkeys that have became pets around here.
It has been done.
Yes.
It has been done. Although, to be honest, we have to say they do shed. They eat quite a bit, cornmeal and soybean. You'll have to mix that yourself. They really are not indoor animals.
Well, not for Larry. I mean, Larry's too inside the whole turkey farm thing to really get a perspective on it.
Some people kind of enjoy animals crapping on the floor.
Look at Larry. He just killed, what, 300 birds in the
last
couple of
days? He killed 800. 800.
No, I think he sold 800.
300 a day, my friend.
But this is what he does for a living. He kills them. Of course he's not going to think they're lovable. He has to shut himself down emotionally in order to do his job.
That's
to
right.
To kill the birds.
That's right. He has to tell himself they're
not
worth
saving. So
you're
going by his word? You're going by Larry's word? A guy who kills turkeys for a living.
He's the Jason of the turkey world. We're the Schindlers of the turkey world. We will save what we can. And at the end of the show, we'll do the little we could have done more speech from Schindler's List.
Uh-huh.
We will save this bird. Now, I don't think...
Will we set the Nazis free?
We will.
The Nazi guards that guard the studio here?
Yeah, well then... Now, how about you and Hank? And her? How about that? We'll start with you, Mr.
Nah.
Big Talker.
I already...
Mr. Open-hearted do-gooder.
I have a dog, for one thing.
Yeah,
and the dog is out of its
mind.
Okay,
but if you give that dog up for adoption, that dog will survive the week. This bird is going to die, unless you act.
Maybe you forgot. We tried to give away my dog on the air, and we failed.
That's right. And also, you're not very good with pets. I gave you a sand crab last
year. A hermit crab. Galacto.
Yeah,
I believe it was my Hanukkah present last year.
It was your Hanukkah present. I'm going to think twice before you get a hermit crab this year.
Oh, are you blaming the death of Galacto on me
now? Is next week our big Hanukkah show?
I don't know.
I get the following week. I think I will blame the death of Galacto on you. The guy that, let it run wild and disappeared down a crack in the studio. Yeah, I think I will blame it on you. Finally, something you can't blame on me.
Very well.
So we are looking for a family out there that doesn't mind getting pecked and bit.
Oh, he never said that it bites. He said it pecked a little bit.
You need a backyard.
I mean, dogs peck. Dogs, do that playful little biting thing.
Well, this can be like a good security sort of animal to
have. Yeah, I knew a guy in Michigan who had a whole bunch of waterfowl that he kept on his property as guard birds.
And they would kind of snap at you?
Ducks and geese, yeah. And they would raise a real racket whenever anybody came onto the property. I think you could train a turkey to do that.
So burglars in that house would be advised to bring a loaf of bread.
Well, burglars always bring a loaf of bread.
Bring a house pick, a flashlight, a ski mask, and a loaf of bread, and you're in. So, okay, this can be a guard turkey. This could also, look, worst comes to worst, the economy goes south. You've got dinner for a month. You could eat it down the road. You can't say that about your dog.
So we're looking for somebody who's got a lot of land and a heart of gold.
And a heart as big as all outdoors. A yard and a heart as big as all outdoors. Sure. Now,
I'm really shocked that nobody's calling.
Well, we haven't given our number yet. I'm afraid that as soon as I give the number, I'll have no excuse for why no one's calling.
Okay, go ahead, give the number.
No, I'm afraid to. Right now I have a perfect, I can explain it to myself. Oh, no one's calling, of course. We haven't given the number. I am not going to give the number.
Then you're not going to save a turkey.
I think I'd rather have Tom take the big axe.
You'll have to go into Thanksgiving tomorrow knowing that not only you didn't do as much as you could have done.
Oh, he's 18 weeks old.
You didn't do anything. Exactly. He's 18 weeks old. We got to save him.
201-678-7743.
No, that's not the number anymore.
It's not?
I changed the number.
Don't tell. Don't tell, because then, well, look, it's clearly not the number anymore because no one's calling. Oh, this is the moment I dread.
Well, what do you want? We haven't given out the real number yet.
No, that's the real number. Try this number, 201-678-7743.
No, that's not the real number either.
Yes, it is. Oh, he's 18 weeks old. His name is Tom. If you're willing to save this turkey,
for one thing, his name's not Tom. His name's Bingo.
Bingo.
And
Bingo,
I think if we have a PR problem, then let's work on that. Maybe Bingo's not a good enough name. How about Spot?
That's right.
A name that people can relate to.
If you're allergic to dogs or cats, this is a perfect alternative.
I think that Farmer Larry, I think, was exaggerating a bit when he talked about how they don't get along with dogs.
I've
never seen a dog turkey fight ever.
Oh, I have. I lost $600 on a dog turkey fight last Friday. It was.
I'm trying. You know, you're not helping matters any.
In Camden, New Jersey.
I'm trying to save the turkey.
If you do see, okay, that's fine. But listen, let me just say seriously, it's fun to joke around. But if you are ever at a dog turkey fight, take the dog. Just take the dog. Bet what you can on the dog. Don't make the mistake we made last week. Okay. Seriously. We seriously will buy the turkey. I will put up the money for this turkey.
Live. It's a live turkey.
It's a live turkey. It's a 30-pounder. His name is Spot. And he will be killed. He will be killed by Farmer Larry tomorrow, unless we act. And this was my idea for the show.
I think it's a fine idea for a show.
201-678-7743. Here's, I'll also put this out. If anyone has any firsthand experience with wild turkeys, we'll put
that out.
You're
getting desperate now.
Yeah, you think that's a call? You know what's interesting? In the movie business, the word turkey has a very positive connotation. It means a terrific, entertaining, well-written, wonderful movie. For example, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, "Hey, Andy, I saw that movie you wrote. It's a real turkey." So apparently, in the movie business, it truly is a positive thing. It's interesting, isn't it? Because in real life, it's a negative connotation.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works out.
Right. Outside of Hollywood, Andy, I think that turkey applied to movies means it's a really rotten movie.
But I'm sure
the people who said it to you were from Hollywood. So, you know, they had a different meaning.
No, these weren't Hollywood people.
Oh, well.
I'm sure you're wrong. Because almost every movie I've had, people have said, "Hey, man, what a turkey. That was some turkey." And all I can do is say thank you. You know, you don't want to boast. Brag. You know, if they say it, it's not bragging. But it's true. Most of my movies have been genuine turkeys.
Did they call it a golden turkey?
Yeah, I've won the Golden Turkey Award twice. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Exactly. So it's funny that in movies, turkeys are apparently, wonderfully entertaining, thrilling movie. But it's interesting in the animal world, they're not very popular.
Well, maybe we should give out the real phone number.
201-678-7743. Hey, you want to listen in on stork screening calls?
There's no calls for him to screen.
No, seriously. Let's take a first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? There's not a call.
No, come on, seriously. Just put one through. Ken, it's fun to joke. We've had fun. Ha, 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 ha. And now we're going to take some calls. Hi, you're on the air.
There's no call there, Andy.
Hi, hello. Ken, put the call through, Ken.
I'll do my best. Go ahead.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, well.
And they must have hung up.
Let's try this line.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, go. Hi, you're on the air.
It wouldn't hurt to give out the real phone number.
201-678-7743. Turkeys cannot be as bad as all this. If we were giving away a puppy, these phones would be lit up.
You're not working real hard trying to undo the negative spin that Farmer Larry did.
It doesn't matter. Look. Oh, I see. So people will only save cute animals. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that there's a lot of people who didn't even hear Farmer Larry diss the turkey. Okay, we could say right now, you know, starting now.
They're good with babies.
They're good with babies. They're good with dogs. They get along
with
cats. They don't eat a whole lot. They'll guard your property. They can sleep on the bed at night.
That's right. They'll play checkers with you. They will not play chess with you, but checkers they could do.
Mm-hmm.
They're fabulous animals.
And you're willing to foot the bill for a live turkey?
We are going to save a turkey. This turkey, Bingo, is a turkey that Farmer Larry at Ashley's Turkey Farm is going to slaughter.
We had no luck with the name Bingo. Now we're moving on to Spot.
Or as Farmer Larry would say, process. They process 300 birds a year there.
No, more than that.
300 birds
a day.
Yeah. Yeah. The Nazis, they were good at processing, too. Process. So
do we just bag it right now?
No, let's hear Stork. Can we listen in on Stork?
I don't know if we want to.
Why not? This would be great. Don't tell Stork, though. Thank God Stork doesn't listen to the show.
Okay, Lior. What do you say I put you through and you can talk to these guys on the air, okay?
Sure.
All right. Good luck.
Does that make you happy hearing Stork?
And you can talk to Stork, too. 201-678-7743. Hi, Lior.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Just fine.
Stork put you through, huh? Kind of a grueling interview.
Yeah, it was hard, you know.
It's good practice for your next job interview, talking to Stork. If you can get past Stork, you can pass any interview. Hey, now, would you like to adopt this bird?
I guess. I got a few of them.
Yeah.
I got a big roof. I mean, in the city.
Think I hear your turkey in the background. Can't just play along.
Okay, yes.
Just a play along a.
This person obviously knows what he's doing with turkeys. He already possesses several of them.
Yes, you can hear them in the background. He lives in the city, Ken, and he has a big roof.
Well, the turkey might fly away.
Yeah. What do you do about that, Lior?
You just heard.
Yeah.
Andy, I think Lior is pulling your leg. You have a hard time detecting this kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're just going to have to defer to me on this one.
The amazing thing is he got past Stork, whose radar is usually infallible. Okay, thanks very much, Lior.
Sure, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Good luck.
You know what Lior would have done with that turkey.
That turkey would be...
He would have processed it nice and slow.
Dinner for 30. All of Lior's little prank phone call friends. How do you think he did those special effects, though? You got to admire the special effects.
Well, let's see. He might have been throwing his voice.
Yeah.
He might have had a sound effects record that he was operating by remote control, or maybe he had it right there.
Lame sound effects.
Right.
For boys and girls.
And he might have had a friend, but what human being could have done such... authentic sound effects.
Yeah. I would eliminate the possibility of Lior having a friend for a number of reasons. Oh. Well, okay. Let's get some people to call and try to get past Stork. All we can do now. We should just invite those calls. Hey, Lior, call back. See if you get past Stork again. 201-678-7743.
Maybe I should suspend the DJ so that we start getting a lot of prank calls. Otherwise, I think our show is going to die.
Well, you know what the problem is? It's Thanksgiving, so no one's home. All our listeners are.
Everybody's en route. It's one of the biggest travel days of the entire year. People are sitting on the runway at Newark Airport listening to us.
You want to call Larry back? Larry the turkey guy? He didn't seem thrilled to be talking to us.
No.
We can't really compete with Channel 7 and Fox. We don't have a satellite van to send out. What happened to our satellite van?
It broke down in Maine. Yeah.
Of all the luck.
Transmission went out.
Oh, because this would have been great to send our satellite van to.
Well, it's still up there.
Oh, let's listen in on Stork screening calls again.
Okay.
That's all we can do. It's as close to entertainment as we're going to get.
Okay, catch it from the beginning. Okay, here we go.
Adopting a turkey?
Yeah, adopting a turkey. Yeah, no, they don't want to talk about satellite vans. I don't think they're ready to dump the subject just yet.
I had two pet ducks when I was a child. Is that any good?
Oh, that's perfect. Who's calling?
My name is Larry.
Larry, listen, take my advice. Don't say anything funny, okay? Andy hates that.
Oh, okay, right? No problem.
He feels that you're competing with him if you try to be amusing.
No, I'll just tell him, I'll just speak the truth.
True, okay. That's great, Larry. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Here you go.
Stork had no idea we were listening.
Yeah, that's amazing. 201-678-7743. This will be great. We'll amaze Larry by being able to guess what he's talking about.
I was calling to tell you that at...
Hello?
I had two pet ducks.
Okay, is this Larry?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Larry, how are you? You're on the air. Are you calling from your house, your car?
Yeah, I'm calling from my car. I'll pay 50 cents a minute, no problem.
How did you guess, Andy?
Well, you can tell by this.
Wait, when I was a child, we had two pet ducks.
Did you use them as guard ducks?
No, you know what happened is my father, for some reason, I don't even know why I was that young, brought home two ducks and put them on the back porch. The problem was they were no fun to play with, and they...
Unlike turkeys.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how much fun turkeys are. But
they're a blast.
Really? But they made a mess, and just...
But the ducks, of course. Yeah, the ducks made a mess.
Yeah.
Ducks are like the least intelligent waterfowl there is.
Really?
Yeah.
My nephew has a turkey, and it is not only housebroken, it goes on the potty. It will lift the seat. These are amazing animals.
The turkey?
Yeah. It's not a pretty sight. Believe me, the door stays closed. But that turkey will go on the potty.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. You know, and then, of course, there's always an argument who has to wipe the turkey's butt. That's like the big argument in their house. No one wants to do that. It's on the work wheel, you know.
You're not selling the turkey very well. Don't tell him that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell him that it's going to be a problem wiping the turkey's butt.
By the way, we're trying to
I see your point.
We're trying to find a home for the turkey.
Point well taken. I can see why that people would think that might be a negative.
Right.
Thank you, Ken.
The turkey, you know, you don't have to toilet train your turkey. The turkey can live and go outside.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they catch any rodents or anything?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they're very good with voles.
How about mice?
They'll catch your mice.
Yeah.
In fact, they're very humane. They don't kill the mice. They will lift the mice up and carry it off your property.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing animals.
That's how they process the mice.
How about termites?
I don't think they will solve your termite problem.
Larry, do you have a lot of land at home?
Well, it's a small piece of land, but it's mine.
Is it fenced in?
Yes, it is.
It's a small piece of land, but it's mine. That is the sweetest answer.
And do you have any small children at home?
Getting older.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Sounds like it would be perfect. It would also bring back glorious, wondrous memories of your childhood and the ducks.
That's true.
So can we put you down for one turkey? Seriously, Larry.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
If Andy bought the turkey, would you go out to Chester to pick it up and take it home and save it from its processing?
Larry, if you say no, that turkey could very well...
I mean, we really want to know. Seriously, will you adopt the turkey?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put up an ad on the web if you want, and this way maybe someone will contact you that way.
But until someone... We really are racing the clock here. The turkey really has a date with the Axeman. So would you be willing to keep the turkey in your yard until...
Oh, no, I don't think I could do it.
Okay, so that's a maybe?
That's a maybe not. How's that?
That's a probably yes? Is that what you're saying?
Probably not.
So you're saying if we buy the turkey and arrange for it to be delivered, you will keep the turkey on your property until someone else is willing to take it off your hands?
Well, you don't know my address or anything, right?
We can trace it through this phone call. So that's a yes. Is that right?
No. Wait a minute. I wasn't prepared for this.
But you knew what the topic of the show was.
And you know, your duck story, it sounded like you're the perfect guy to adopt this turkey. It's really life or death. Larry, if you say no here, this turkey's going to die.
But my father was on a brother duck. Maybe I should have... I'll call him. That's what I'll do.
Why don't you keep it at your house until we get hold of your father? You can handle your father. I mean, talking your father into it might take weeks.
Yeah.
Larry, you have a yard. It's not much, but it's yours.
Yeah.
Is it fenced in?
Well, yeah. Actually, one portion of it isn't. No, wait a minute. It isn't fenced in. I mean, they made a mistake. This is fenced around two sides of the house.
Well, you know what they have? They have these electric fences for turkeys now.
Oh, my neighbor across the street has one. You know what we could do? Maybe we could just bring the turkey over when they're not looking or something and get the collar or something.
After a few weeks, they're going to notice there's a turkey in the yard. They're bound to.
That's true.
Okay, so this is a no from our pal Larry.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd tell you about the ducks, though.
Yeah, we enjoyed that duck story. What part of the duck story did you like best, Ken?
The part where they were processed by his father. You were out of the room at that point.
How'd the ducks taste?
I never ate them. I don't like ducks.
And did you name the ducks?
No, we only had it a day. Well, it wasn't too exciting at all.
What happened?
Well, you know, you expect when you're going to get an animal, like you know, we didn't have a dog or anything, and so I guess we always wanted a dog, and I guess my father thought that if he brought us the ducks, it would they would be easier than a dog or compensate for a dog, but you know, they're not like a dog at all. They weren't friendly at all. There's no personality.
And
of course not. They were ducks.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think I know someone who would take a turkey.
Who?
Well, there's, it's very interesting, but my daughter rides at Montclair Riding Academy, and they always have, they have all kinds of animals there because the owner of the place loves animals. So he's had, for example, they've had a deer there that they kept for a while. And all sorts of unusual animals.
Hey, and what is this guy's name?
Well, his name is Bobby. I don't want to give his last name, but, you know...
It's too late. You already told us. Bobby at Montclair Riding Academy. It's too... It's Stork, get on the case. Stork, find that number.
This is the honest truth.
Larry, we're going to say to Bobby that you thought he would be perfect.
No, this is honest. This is the honest truth.
We're going to call.
All right.
The Montclair Riding Academy.
Yeah, I can give the guy the number off the air.
Okay,
that's exactly what we'll do. Stork, pick up the phone.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks very much, Larry. Hey, we have a tip. This is great. This is like that scene in All the President's Men. We're just tracing by phone to find the perfect guy.
Now, you know what this is like in the scene in All the President's Men?
What?
That part in the parking garage where Deep Throat hasn't shown up yet, and he's just waiting and waiting in the parking garage.
Yeah, it's kind of scary where you're really kind of tense.
Right.
Yeah, I am scared. You're right. I have the same feeling.
And there's nothing much happening.
Yeah. It's kind of just dark and quiet. It is like that. This show is exactly like that. The parking garage scene in All the President's Men, waiting for a Deep Throat. So Larry's going to give us a lead. So this is a lead. We're going to have to be proactive to save this turkey. We're going to have to call Bobby.
Time is running out.
At the Montclair Riding Academy. We have 25 minutes to save Bingo the turkey.
Bingo is not working. And I don't.
Oh yeah, like Spot is just taking off like a Saturn missile.
Okay, let's move on. Let's give him another name.
Fido.
Fido. Yeah, I don't think.
Flipper.
So.
Everyone loves Flipper. Why won't you try Tom, which is the turkey farm's
okay,
name?
Okay, let's try to give away Tom the turkey.
Tom the turkey.
Fine.
Hey, let's listen in as a Stork. Let's listen in to Stork again. That really made me laugh.
Yeah. Well, I suspect that Stork knows we're listening in.
Okay.
I just have a feeling about it.
All right, here we go.
He hasn't picked it up yet.
Why? What's the story?
He's busy talking to Larry about Bobby from the Montclair Riding Academy.
We're going to find Tom a home to be proud of. And you kids at the Riding Academy, you can take care of, the kids can take care of Tom the turkey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, hi, you love the show.
Say yes. I hope that's a rhetorical question.
Say yes. Oh, of course it is.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was thinking, if you wanted to unload that turkey,
yeah,
you should rename him something a little bit more appealing.
That's my feeling exactly. What's a good name?
Well, like Super Fresh or Butterball or Yummy.
Super Fresh.
Super Fresh in particular, I think, is my favorite.
But aren't you afraid that people then will get the wrong idea and they'll think they're buying dinner?
Well,
No, that's...
You might have to take that risk.
So...
Andy's not hip to the street lingo.
Oh,
fresh doesn't necessarily mean, you know, fresh out of the freezer, freshly processed or anything like that.
Oh, I see. It's like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, no, I'm hip. It's a groovy name.
I think it is.
Blood.
Butterball also works.
Yeah, Butterball would be cool, too.
All right, we'll try calling him Super Fresh the Turkey. Now, are you interested in adopting him?
Well, now that his name is Super Fresh?
Maybe for about 4 or 5 hours tomorrow.
See? Ken? Don't you see the problem? Don't you see what this guy's up to?
He's willing to take him for 4 or 5 hours.
Duh, and then he's going to process him. The turkey will be disappeared.
Yeah.
The turkey will be taken care of, like they say in the old Godfather movies. You want to take Super Fresh for a little ride.
My intestine will process him quite nicely.
How would you do it if you had a live, healthy turkey?
How would you kill the turkey?
What do you mean? Do you actually have to kill them?
Well, I mean, we're giving it away in an attempt to save its life, but you sound intent on eating it. So if you were to adopt it for 4 to 5 hours, how would you do it in?
You know how I would kill the turkey?
How?
I would tie a rope around its neck like a noose, and then I'd put the turkey in the car, right?
With the noose around its neck.
With the noose around its neck. And, okay, the other end of the rope, I'd have a pair of handcuffs tied to the rope.
All right.
And I'd drive down the turnpike and I'd get to the toll booth.
Yeah.
And when the guy puts his hand out for the money, for the toll booth money, I would snap the handcuffs on the guy and then hit the gas.
Ooh.
80, 90 feet later, when there's no more rope. That way you don't have to get your hands dirty. It's
That's
not you doing
great,
it.
Great plan.
It's the toll booth guy doing it.
Hey, guys?
Yes, Tori.
I just called them, and the guy tried to get a hold of Bobby, but Bobby's been ill, and he's not in the mood for jokes.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, it's...
Let me at him. Put him on the phone.
If they're...
Seriously, Stork, if they're not in the mood for jokes, this show is so perfect.
I know. Well, I couldn't.
Andy might be able to make him cry.
I believe I could.
That's always good for a laugh.
I could tell him my turkey execution plan.
Actually, your jokes have been making us cry.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's the best I could do on such short notice. Remember, I only have a week to prepare every week.
Uh-huh.
If this was a monthly thing, I think I'd be in a lot better shape.
Huh.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your suggestion. So we have Super Fresh the turkey.
Yeah, and I think we've had more luck with Super Fresh than Bingo or Spot or Tom.
So the Montclair Riding Academy is not in the mood for jokes.
No, they're in serious business.
Please let me call them. Please let me call. It's like a challenge. It's like an insult. Oh, come on. Please, Ken.
Well, Bobby's not there. Bobby's sick.
Well, I'll talk to Bobby's assistant who's filling in. The Riding Academy vice president.
If Stork gets to the number, you can call.
Thanks for him. Because it's not just us. Larry recommended them.
Right. We only have 15 minutes left to save Super Fresh the Turkey from sure execution.
Hey, let's take Stork, before you go, let's take a quick poll around the room. Have you lost the will to live? Have you, Ken?
No, I never lose the will to live.
I lost the will to live.
When?
That first prank phone call. With the turkey, simulated turkey sound in the background.
That wasn't a prank phone call. That does not. That does
it
not,
counts to me.
No, that does not qualify.
It was enough for me to lose the will to live.
Oh, you lose the will to live so easily now.
That's one of the things you got to love about me.
You don't remember what the show used to be like.
you got to love me for giving up so easily. Oh. Oh. I wonder how many of our listeners have lost the will to live. I guess that's really the most important question. We should take a poll now. 201-678-7743. The question of the day is, have you lost the will to live? And if so, when did that occur? 201-678-7743. Taking a quick random poll on the state of our listeners.
I don't understand why it's not working. You're willing to pay $1 per pound for Super Fresh the Turkey. Somebody can take the turkey home.
It's the biggest turkey at the turkey farm.
Have it in the backyard. Larry the farmer, earlier in the show, for those of you who tuned in late, say that turkeys actually are very intelligent. They make wonderful pets. They can easily be trained to go to the bathroom.
They can dial the phone for you. You can say to a turkey, 555-2000, and the turkey will go to the phone. This is a desk phone, not a wall phone. Will go to the phone, remove the receiver, and dial in the number.
It will keep your backyard free of mice.
Exactly.
What were the other great things? Oh, yeah, the turkeys get along great with kids.
That's right.
They get along just fine with cats and dogs.
They can carry your books to school. You can strap and put a little turkey saddle on it. And it's a conversation piece. You will not be at a loss for conversation. For example, hey, that turkey crapped on my shoes. That's one conversation that will certainly start every time with this turkey.
Well, our little sales pitch didn't get any phone calls. It's not really a sales pitch, you know.
What topic did we have that would you say lit the phones up the fastest? They used to light up when we said, tell us your movie idea.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
But they stopped lighting up the fifth time we did that idea.
Yeah.
You know what worked really well? You know what cut the phones ringing?
What?
100 bottles of beer on the wall. I wasn't here that week.
It did. I know.
You know what else lit the phones up?
What?
The week that we dedicated 4 minutes to every idea that I had rejected over the past year.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Because I had rejected all the ideas.
Yeah.
That got things going.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You guys want to give him a call?
Yeah, but he's not there, so why should we call him?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know. He might be there in a little while, but, you know, or if you guys do buy the turkey before tonight's over, you know, I'd call my cousin up also.
Stork's in negotiation.
Stork has more fun than we do. He talks to more people.
You know,
he's in a position of power. We are not.
Yeah,
we are in a position of weakness.
If he's not there now,
we are at his mercy. I just pray to the stork god to send us these calls. He's not going to let this guy through. It's a man that seems to speak English. It's a man who doesn't sound retarded. What other criteria? He's not going to let him through.
No, he's not.
Jeez.
Stork's power mad.
He just wants
to screen.
He is.
You know, he doesn't get the flex.
And then after every show, every Wednesday, Stork goes, hey, didn't go too well, did it, guys? He kind of sits back on his smug in his chair. Stork. Oh, Stork. Does Stork want this time slot? Stork is sabotaging.
I don't believe so.
201-678-7743.
We've got 10 minutes to save the life of a turkey.
We have to get someone to get past Stork.
Let's take a different tack, okay? Let's take the animal rights. The animal rights.
Oh
tack.
Yes, that's right. Turkey will die.
There are yes, exactly.
We're the Schindler. What's Schindler's first name?
Oscar.
Oscar Schindler.
Oscar.
We're Oscar Schindler of the turkey world. We are trying to do what we can. We will hide a turkey in our attic. The Anne Frank of turkeys. We will do what we can to save him from Larry. You know, a turkey in the attic, that would never work because they couldn't keep quiet all day. So that would just never work. That's why so many turkeys are.
You know, we get all these public service announcements at the station about fur-free Friday.
Yeah.
You know,
what's fur-free Friday?
Oh, it's the Friday when you don't wear fur.
Every Friday, you're not supposed to wear fur?
The animal rights barbecues that they have for every so often.
What do they have at those animal rights barbecues? Burgers?
Yeah, what do you think? But it's raising money for a good cause.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, everything's got to be perfectly consistent for it to pass your muster, eh? No such thing as an animal rights barbecue in Andy's little world.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should go through all the public service stuff and just get people to offer to do each thing. Would that be a good show?
That's the PSA book over there. Hi, you're on the air.
That's what we should do some show.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
I can't help you now.
It's voice box man's wife, I think.
Yeah.
So hello?
So Stork took
is
it literally.
Is that Arnon? Oh, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Arnon.
It is Arnon. How are you, Arnon?
Arnon, you sounded like the bride of voice box man.
What?
Yeah, never mind.
Hey, Arnon, can you talk your parents into adopting a pet for Hanukkah? Maybe you can say it can be your Hanukkah gift.
Okay, well, right now... I guess I could live out in the yard and we can make a turkey house for him. But right now I have a dog.
Turkeys get along great with dogs.
And a cat.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, we're asking you to save a turkey. So this is something very special. Arnon, are your parents home?
Yes.
Hold the phone up so we can ask you, plead. We can hear you pleading with your parents. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hurry up, Arnon. If you fail, Arnon.
I have mad turkey disease.
What?
Promise me I won't get mad turkey disease.
He's making a little Arnon joke.
I promise.
Yeah, we promise. Yeah, we promise.
Okay. Oh, Mom, can I get a turkey?
Oh, isn't this pathetic?
Arnon, you have to sound more sincere than that.
Arnon, this turkey will die.
Arnon, you got to put your heart into it. We can tell that you don't really want the turkey.
I'm doing that on purpose.
Arnon, what if it was you, Arnon, that was stuck on this farm in Chester, New Jersey?
Hey, you're going to scare him.
Well, I'm just saying.
He's imagine only 10
yourself,
years old.
Arnon, what if you had a date with the Axeman tomorrow?
What, are you writing a horror script here?
Wouldn't you want someone...
Oh, that's the smallest turkey you have.
Wouldn't you want someone to save you? To plead with their parents?
We'll take a turkey leg.
We'll take a turkey leg.
Not a turkey leg, a turkey lit.
A turkey lit, a little turkey.
Yeah. Do you have him?
All we have is a 30-pound turkey named Super Fresh.
His name is Super Fresh. He's adorable, Arnon.
Do you want him,
Arnon? Only if my turkey can fit in the aquarium.
No, they're not. It's not waterfowl.
Well,
turkey's a...
We have a garden, a nice big garden.
Is it fenced in?
Yes,
Arnon, seriously. Arnon, we're being serious. We could have this turkey delivered tomorrow.
I know.
Will your family be home at noon? We'll have it dropped off at noon.
Will my family be home at noon?
Will someone be there at noon?
My mom's cooking a chicken.
She's cooking a chicken tomorrow?
Yeah.
This poor deprived kid.
I promise we won't eat the turkey. We'll cherish him.
Will you worship him?
That's a little bit off the cliff, but I think so. We can make some arrangements. We'll see if he likes clementines first.
I think we ought to get Arnon in here to host the show.
Yeah. Arnon, would you consider that?
Sure.
Doing the whole it would be the Arnon hour.
The Arnon hour.
What do you think your topic would be? What would you want to talk about to the grown-ups?
How the government they just don't know what to do.
Yeah, they just won't get off our backs. Yeah.
Nothing more refreshing than a young cynic.
Exactly. And Arnon, it really doesn't matter what the topic is cuz no one will call the show.
Oh, if Arnon's the host, people will call.
Arnon, would you host the show next week?
Host the show next week.
Wait, we could do it right from your home. He could do it by phone, couldn't he?
What, are you scared to have him here?
Well, would you come to East Orange? Where do you live, Arnon? What town?
I live in Manhattan on 103 East 10th Street, apartment 2D.
Well, you gave us more information than we really wanted.
I think he's trying to lure your stalkers over to his place.
That would be so...
You don't have to come here. I could come to East Orange.
You can't come to East Orange.
His parents will take him here.
All right, that'd be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And what would your parents do? Would they sit behind you and correct you? And meddle?
Well, I'm not sure.
So, Arnon, you're like a New York brat.
They'd probably sit there gaping.
So, Arnon, what school do you go to? What private school?
I don't go to a private school. I go to PS3.
You go to PS3? And what grade are you in?
Me?
Yeah. What?
Five. Grade.
Yeah, quick. What's your teacher's name? Quick.
Michelle Wolf.
What? Michelle?
Michelle Wolf.
You call her...
You never know the first names of your teachers.
You call her Michelle?
Yeah.
You do?
Teachers don't have first names.
Miss Wolf. It's a fair school. We're even allowed to go out to lunch.
You go out to lunch in fifth grade?
You mean you can go to like a local restaurant?
Yeah.
And Michelle does. And Michelle knows where you're going?
Yeah, the whole school knows. Fifth and sixth graders are allowed to go out.
Egad.
It's a brave new world.
But let's get back to acing the turkey scenario.
Arnon, you live in Manhattan and you want to adopt a turkey.
Yep.
But you don't sound like you really want to adopt a turkey.
Arnon, when was the last time the other kids in your class gave you a big old wedgie? It happens every day, doesn't it?
No.
It happens every day.
No.
Hey, buddy, Arnon dispenses the wedgies. He does not receive them.
Arnon, when was the last fight you were in at school?
The last fight I was in, that would have been 2 weeks ago.
And what happened?
What was that about?
Some kids said I had shoes for breakfast or something.
Shoes for breakfast?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of sounds like a third grade kind of thing, but
you're acting like a couple third graders.
Well, Arnon, we have somebody online too who might really want to adopt the turkey.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Arnon, we're going to seriously think about you hosting a whole show. You can't do worse than me.
Well, I still want to adopt the turkey.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll certainly consider it. Thanks very much for your
phone call. Yeah, Arnon, call me at the FMU office or have your parents call me at the FMU office about you hosting a show, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
He'd do a great job.
Bye-bye.
What about the turkey?
You don't want the turkey.
Yes, I do.
No, you were just calling to save me and Ken from further humiliation. And God,
hang up on me if I'm annoying.
And God bless you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Arnon, good luck with and say hi to Michelle. I guess you won't see Michelle until Monday, right?
Yeah.
Did Michelle give you a lot of homework for the weekend?
None.
Oh, she's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, talk to you soon.
You should take her out for lunch on Monday, Arnon.
Yeah, exactly.
Since you're fifth grader now, you can do that. So long.
Yeah, bye.
So you're not even a little bit nervous about Arnon coming in and hosting the show, wouldn't we?
God bless him.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
And now how many minutes can you take talking to Arnon before your just skin starts to crawl?
I like Arnon.
Man, there's something about that kid. He scares the heck out of me.
Well, he's got a very unique voice.
I just know within 30 years he will be like testifying at some congressional committee on something he did. Now, who do we have on the phone? Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hi, my name is Lee.
Lee?
Hi, Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you for calling. Do you have a backyard?
Yeah, but I have a point to make.
Go ahead.
You're not going to save a turkey's life.
Why not?
It's supply and demand. My gut reaction is to feel very sorry for that turkey, and I would seriously contemplate taking it because of my personal views.
Lee, we cannot save every turkey, but
no,
we're just trying to save one turkey.
100 people want a Thanksgiving turkey. They're still going to kill 100 turkeys.
That's right.
But we can take one. We can take
one anonymous one.
We can take one, and he's not anonymous. He's the 35-pounder. His name is Super Fresh. Please, Lee, you can do it. One turkey.
I could.
If you say, Lee, we
and
now
I
have
would,
we now have six.
You're not saving an extra life.
We are.
You're going to hatch one more and slaughter that one.
That's so. But right, we're saving this one.
We're saving the life of an individual turkey.
What else can we do, Lee?
We can't help that they're going to kill a different turkey. This is one turkey that we're trying to save. If only we could find somebody to do it.
Lee, would you please consider it? Do you have any pets at all now?
I have pets, and I'm a big wildlife lover.
Well, apparently not as big.
Turkey,
I'm telling you, not as big as you seem to think.
It's a serious issue facetiously. You know, I don't know if you're trying to make a serious issue funny or take a funny issue and make it serious.
Hold on. I don't know either. Ken? Is it serious issue being taken lightly or a very light issue that we're taking too seriously?
I think it depends on your point of view, but I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay, Lee, we don't know. We don't have an answer for you now on that one. Lee, you say you're a wildlife lover. This is the moment where it's easy to adopt a dog from the pound. That's very easy. This is an animal that is not as loved as other animals. No one makes cartoons about turkeys.
I mean, there are cultures that eat dogs, Lee. Yet if you take a dog out of the pound, you're saving that individual dog's life. That's all we're trying to do here.
Lee, you can show us. Show us the way. And if you say you'll adopt this turkey.
What's that?
The people aren't going to breed another dog to slaughter it for food.
Oh, in some countries they do that.
They're still going to breed. Well, we're not talking about it.
But, Lee, you'll never have an opportunity like this. We have over, 35 listeners listening right now. Well, maybe not that many. But
yeah, that might just be radios on and people walked out of the room.
Yeah, so. we have a little indicator that tells us how many people are listening.
Well, it just tells you how many radios are on is all it tells
you. But there might be some radios, Ken, that have 3 or 4 people listening.
It's possible,
okay?
Yeah.
So let's just say we have 30.
I don't even know where I'm calling.
It's WFMU. You're talking to two fat Hawaiian guys who know karate.
I've seen your catalog.
Oh. Okay. So, Lee, you can show these other people that are listening the way. Would you consider it?
I have considered it, and if I really believed it was going to make a difference in the bigger picture, I definitely would.
Well, no, we agree. We agree that it's not going to bring the turkey eating industry to its knees. It's not going to affect it at all. But it is going to make it's going to make a big difference to Super Fresh. It's going to make a big difference to him.
That's right, Lee. You're talking about the ideal world where no one wants to eat turkeys every Thanksgiving. You can show us how that ideal world would work. Adopt this turkey. Lead the way.
If I'm going to make that commitment to an animal, there are other things that would be better worth it.
Hey, Lee, I got to tell you, we only have 3 minutes left. You're Super Fresh's last chance.
That's
if you
right.
say no, we have to call back the turkey farm.
And we have to say that Lee said no. I'm going to say Lee said no. Lee said kill that bird. I'm going to have to put it like that, Lee, because you're the last chance the bird has.
I know people.
Oh, they are so cute. Have you ever?
To change your mind, it can be done at another time.
Have you ever seen a turkey? They are so adorable with their little neck sticking out and that red cancerous growth thing under its chin.
They don't all have that.
There's a man who brings a pet turkey to the 4-H fair in Somerset every year. It's tame and it's friendly and it's very much a pet.
Exactly. Hello.
So what do you think we've been trying to say for the last hour?
Lee, you can open up a little petting zoo.
Lee.
You can show the world your vision.
Lee, you have 30 seconds. You only have 30 seconds. Then we got to call.
Please say yes.
If I felt it would make a difference, I would say yes.
It's going to make a big difference to Super Fresh.
Lee,
name is Bingo.
Well, we used to call him Bingo.
Bingo was bad from a marketing standpoint.
Lee, there are 8 or 9 children here at the studio because, you know, it's Bring Your Daughter to Work Day here. Everyone has their daughters here. And they're just weeping. They're praying. They're clasping their hands together.
We have to call back the turkey farm, Lee.
Can we
say that we found a home, Lee, or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Lee, would you at least take the turkey for a week? Get it through the Thanksgiving season. If you get it through this week, Lee, then you can return it. Would you consider doing that? Then you can return it, and it will have another year. You will have bought it a year.
Andy, we're out of time.
It will be a reprieve from the governor. Lee, just say you'll take it for a week.
I can't do that.
Okay, we're out of time. Sorry, Lee.
Okay.
Well, I hope I made some point.
Yeah, you sure did.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
The point that she made was call back the turkey farm
and tell them Lee's heart is in the right place, but Lee just couldn't be inconvenienced. Lee didn't know how to mix the cornmeal and the
irony was that Lee recognized that turkeys do make excellent pets because she saw that turkey at the Somerset 4-H fair every year. But that didn't matter to her.
So we're going to tell Larry that the axe will fall.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Yes.
It's your pals, Andy and Ken.
Oh.
Hey, did you miss us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. Listen, you know what? We struck out.
Oh.
No one would take this turkey.
That's too bad.
So Tom is, looks like Tom will face the big axe tomorrow.
Yeah, for a while.
There was one girl named Lee, and she says, if it's possible, make it hurt. Do it slow. I don't know. Is there any way to make it kind of a painful death?
No, we try to do the least painful thing we can.
Oh, Lee's going to be disappointed. Okay, well, thanks very much for helping us out here.
Okay,
we'll see you next Thanksgiving. You too. Bye-bye.
Doesn't feel good to fail.
Yeah, I'm used to it. You get used to it. And actually, it's sort of what I do best. You got to go with your strength in life, Ken. I've learned that. So you want to make one last plug for that damn record fair? And if you spend $15 or more, Ken will hug you. Free hugs from Ken. Is that true? Would you say that?
Free hugs for anybody.
Free hugs for anybody, yeah.
Except for your stalkers.
Good.
They're getting in for free, so they don't deserve it.
Yeah, very good policy. All right, and have a fabulous Thanksgiving. And goodbye, Tom, turkey. Say
super
goodbye.
Super fresh.
Oh, super fresh.
And do
A.K.A. Tom, A.K.A. Bingo.
And do a legal ID. Why don't you?
WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey.
And the actual legal ID is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockin' County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Ken and Andy should be back next week live in the studio, or some mix of that. In the meantime, stay tuned for tonight's In Real Life.
listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
Oh, and I'm Kim Zilla.
And we're actually not in the studio this week. So we're airing a beloved episode from over the summer. It was a really special episode we did as our podcast summer
series,
part of our podcast summer series. And we interviewed Officer Matt.
How we found Officer Matt was that we got an email from listener Greg Harrison. Actually, he's more than a listener. He's like our go-to guy, our meaning WFMU's go-to guy for like all things illustrative. He's done the marathon homepage. He's done a lot of T-shirts. He's a super talented guy. And this is the email that we got from Greg.
Officer Matt is one of my oldest friends in the world. He's a world traveler, the best bowler I know, and he keeps insisting he's a police officer, but I'm still not sure I believe him. I thought you guys would be a perfect match, as Matt is a great storyteller and... Oh. I thought you guys would be a perfect match, as Matt has a great story to tell and is a great storyteller. I figure your options are A, Matt's battle with institutional homophobia within the police department, his firing, subsequent lawsuit, time off receiving a degree in social work from Columbia, his eventual rehiring, friendship with Barney Frank, and raising of the pride flag over his headquarters, or the time he picked up a 7-10 split.
Yeah, we chose A.
Yeah.
We also wanted to take a moment to offer our sincere condolences to Officer Matt and his family because his father, Tony, passed away Thursday, November 8th of this year, 2018. And Tony served as a North Plainfield police officer for 27 years until his retirement. And he had an amazing reputation as a father and an officer, mentor.
So we were
amazing human.
We're thinking about you and your family, Matt. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah. Enjoy the show. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah. And thanks so much to Nick the Bard for board hopping for us.
Thanks, Nick. You're the best. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. My name is Matt Stanislao, and I've been a police officer for about 17 years, and I hold an advanced clinical degree from Columbia University.
Well, that's great. So you work in a department. When did you start as a police officer?
I started actually working as a police officer in Booton Township back in 2002, and then I transferred to Glen Rock in 2004, about a year and a half later, because there was a potential for a merge in the other agency, and when there's a merging of services, positions are cut, and it's usually the first people that were hired. So there was a sense of, if I don't leave, there's a chance I'm going to lose my job there. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the opportunity to work in this other agency came up. It was closer to home. Mm. And I said, I think I would probably like to work in this community more. So I did the transfer.
Yeah, it's. I used to live in Booton, so I know that's a big of a. It's a pretty big jump, you know, from being out in the country.
Away.
To Glen Rock is that, and that's in northern New Jersey, but more in like a suburban.
Right, there's many more people.
Much more people.
Yeah, and it's much more cosmopolitan in the sense that you're so much closer to New York City. You know, a lot of the professionals are commuting directly to New York from the trains, and it's you just get a different sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, New Jersey obviously has a lot of subcultures, but there's definitely a difference between even, you know, 30 minutes away from Morris County as opposed to Bergen County. And as I'll later mention, of course, New York City.
Yeah. Extremely different social scenes and cultural scenes and politics. Yeah. Yeah. So then you moved you switched over, transferred to Glen Rock. And how was it when you first started there?
Well, I distinctly remember one of the first days I was there, I saw a senior officer and didn't know who they were, and I stuck my hand out to say, hi, my name is Matt Stanislao, I just got hired. And he looks down at my hand and then walks away. I, at that point, was st- stunned and not really sure how to handle that because I didn't know where it was coming from.
Yeah.
And here I am trying to extend the olive branch, if you will, and it got totally chopped off. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to remain quiet and kind of see what the lay of the land is.
Yeah.
Now, my father was also a police officer for, oh, God, like 27 years, and he warned me about things like this. He said, you know, Matt, when you see police officers that have been on the job for 15, 20, 25, 30 years, and they're still police officers, and the newest guy just gets on the job, they have the same title and rank as you. Oh. Even though they're paid a little bit more because they've been there longer, there's a sense of, this who's replacing me.
Sure.
So that was kind of going through the back of my mind. Like, okay, this guy sees me as his replacement. And maybe that's what it was. And then, you know, as things were kind of going on, you start to realize maybe it was something more because before you're hired, everybody in the department kind of gets a heads up of who they just hired. So it's like, oh, okay, well, we know that this guy that we just hired is –